This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Carl Martin, your Farm Bureau Director from Zanesville Township. Are you going on vacation or on a business trip? Whether you're working or playing, it's easy to rent a car for your travels. Your Farm Bureau membership makes it affordable. Rent your next car from Alamo, National Car Rental, Enterprise, or Hertz. Join Farm Bureau today and save on your next car rental and other great benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With 6 series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
First of all, in the farm news this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at $7.25, up 7.25. July wheat trading at $7.08¾, that's up 6. May corn trading at $6.83½, up 4¾. July corn trading at $6.40¾, up 4¼. May soybeans trading at $14.52½, up 8. July beans trading at $13.78¾, up 9½. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at $6.93, down 18¼. July wheat ended at $7.02¾, down 18¼. September wheat ended at $7.12½, down 18. May corn yesterday ended at $6.78¾, down 20¾. July corn ended at $6.36½, down 24¾. September corn ended at $5.59¾, down 19½. May soybeans yesterday ended at $14.44½, down 10½. July beans ended at $13.69¼, down 18. August beans $13.17, down 18¼. May soybean meal yesterday ended at $4.13¼, down 47. July meal $4.01¼, down 53. August meal $3.81¼, down 58. May soybean oil ended at $48.69, down 47. July oil $48.76, down 51. August oil $48.54, down 47. And May oats yesterday ended at $4.12½, down 9. July oats $3.79, down 9. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended sharply lower on Monday afternoon. Grain prices weakened as the extended weather forecast gave a small window for corn planting to resume in the Corn Belt. And according to the National Ag Statistics Service, the nation's corn planting was 12% complete, compared to 47% for the five-year average. Illinois producers had finished only 7% of their corn planting, compared to 48% for the five-year average. In northern and western Illinois, Kent Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bid 17 to 25 cents lower at 658 to 677. Soybeans were down 15 to 17 cents at 1418 to 1433. In central Illinois, Kent Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 23 to 25 cents lower at 657 to 672. And soybeans dropped 17 to 18 at 1440 to 1459. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 16 to 22 cents at 653 to 685. Soybeans fell 14 to 20 cents at 1440 to 1452. And wheat bids down 18 cents at 683 to 706. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 13 to 18 cents at 1479 to 1494. With basis steady to 5 cents stronger, range from 110 to 125 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $4.70 to $6.70 per ton to range from $4.28.10 to $4.41.10. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 22 to 25 cents at 676 to 689, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 40 to 53 over July. Illinois River Barge Winning Elevators quoted producer corn bids 24 to 25 cents lower at 680 to 682, with basis steady to a penny better, ranging from 44 to 45 over July. Soybeans ended 17 to 18 cents weaker at 1454 to 1462, with basis steady to a penny better at 85 to 93 over July. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery, they dropped 18 cents at 693 to 697, with basis steady, ranging from 10 to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 cents lower at 671 to 672. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 18 cents, with quotations at 1468 to 1469. Soft red winter wheat down 19 cents at 715 to 716, and Milo ended 24 cents lower at 616 to 617. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 504 up to 517. New crop soybean bids 1169 to 1177. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 505 up to 520. New crop soybean bids at 1176 to 1190. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 505 up to 523. New crop soybean bids 1177 to 1191. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 673 up to 701. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended at 91.05, down 35. June hogs, 91.32, down 85. July hogs, 91.25, down 105. June cattle yesterday, 121.30, down 52. August cattle, 121.40, down 57. October cattle, 124.52, down 77. May feeder cattle yesterday ended at 138.40, down 37. August feeders, 147.45, down a nickel. September feeders, $149, down 35. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gelts on a carcass basis were trading 48 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $81.01 to $88, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.95. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds are 42 to 45. The 4 to 5 weights 43 to 48. The 5 to 550 weights 49 to 50 and 550 and up $50 to $51. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded a dollar higher with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 58 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,981 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, Steers on a dress basis traded 202. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 317 loads traded, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 8701, which was 17 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $200.26, which was $1.42 lower. The select carcasses were $189.61, and that was 52 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, and that compared to 119,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000, which compared to 415,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday: for butter, 164.5, down a half; for block cheese, 191.5, up a half; and for barrel cheese, 173.5, up a half. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1868. The bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville are not available this morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Tuesday by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Partly cloudy skies today. A slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s with light and variable winds. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy. The high in the upper 70s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday: cloudy skies with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. High temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 58 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Roll into summer savings with exceptional offers at Neal Tire and Auto Service. Stop in and save big on GT Radial tires with our everyday low prices and competitor price match. Keep your car in tune with our Maintenance Matters service specials, including savings on wheel alignment, AC service, and a spring service package. Visit MaintenanceMatters.com for these and other great deals and service tips. Neal Tire and Auto Service, where maintenance matters.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center in Louder. First of all, in our farm news, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to Kyle Brazzi of the Illinois Wheat Association. She talked with him about the status of the wheat crop and of some of the legislative work of the association.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. We checked in recently with Kyle Brazzi in Madison County. Kyle is now the vice president of the Illinois Wheat Association. We talked about some legislative issues and about the condition of that wheat in southern Illinois.
Most of the fields that I look at have had their nitrogen on for a while now and some early fungicide trips. Harmony's on 95% of the fields as well. So I would rate them as good to excellent in most cases. I do see some disease. When we have this wet weather, we can see things like tan spot or septoria leaf blotch, some powdery mildew. Any of that could start to show up. And so we want to make sure we're keeping an eye on that. But once we get to Feeks 10.51, then we want to switch to those other products like Prosar or Caramba to help us out with some head scab there. And it looks like the patterns right now show we would probably be pretty responsive to using some of those products.
One of the things that you and I have crossed our fingers many years about wheat, getting more of it, and this year we did get more of it. We saw more acres go in, so even more of an importance, you know, underline that we have a great month of May in this state.
Yeah, it really is. You know, wheat was kind of falling to the side in some cases, I think, when people talked about it, but it was a very, very profitable crop last year. The only thing that raised significant bushels are above their trend line yields, I would say. And to top that all off, we had very good quality, which is something that we've struggled with in the past, too. So I think it kind of raised everybody's eyebrow a little bit and put quite a bit more wheat in. I think it's, you know, 25%. We've had this discussion in the past in my area, and I'm kind of right on the line where people could grow a lot of wheat or almost none at all.
Can you give us a little bit of a brief update on what you've been doing in Springfield, really in the name of helping wheat out here in Illinois?
Wheat is the only commodity in Illinois, large-scale commodity, that doesn't have a checkoff associated with it yet. So the Wheat Association, the board of directors, have had some discussions about possibly making some changes to where we could ask our members and the wheat growers in the state as to whether or not that would be advantageous. So we needed to change our Wheat Act, which was old, and we talked with Representative Rosenthal, and he was agreeable to sponsor House Bill 2709, which passed unanimously through the House, and now it's in the Senate with Senator Sullivan, who's sponsoring that for us, to where we just made a few minor changes to where if we decide to go forward with checkoff, that we've got our Wheat Act amended to where we're able to do that.
And from what you were sharing in your discussions and in your work so far, you're getting some really good cooperation throughout the state.
Most of the people that I talk to realize that if we want to have a commodity be viable, we're going to have some money from other places other than just from the state, which is almost non-existent to ask for grants and things. So we think about it in other states where they've been really successful, raising higher wheat yields, raising better quality. Some of that starts with putting some money into research and looking at doing a better quality job of what we've been working with. And wheat's kind of fallen to the side on that, in my opinion, for a few years. It'd be really great if I could, in our stint here during being on the wheat board, kind of get that turned around and get it headed in a different direction.
Well, we hope, Kyle, then, that you'll be back with us and keep us up to date on that very important issue. The other thing that we're going to be curious to see, what comes out of your wheat tour, and you say that's coming up the 21st of May.
Yeah, 21st of May, we're going to meet in three different locations at 9 a.m., Seymour Milling, Manel Milling, and Waymire Seed, and then would invite anybody to come to our reporting center session as well. That would be at the Brownstown Agronomy Research Center there. Robert Bellum has graciously offered to host that again, and that will start at 4 p.m. with some tours there of their research plots.
Kyle Brazzi, vice president of the Illinois Wheat Association. If you'd like details about the upcoming Illinois Wheat Tour coming up the 21st, check out the Illinois Wheat Association website for details. I'm Rita Frazier for WSMI.
Thank you, Rita. It is 6:27 on this Tuesday morning. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. He talked about highway funding in Illinois and possible changes.
One of the things that starting to pop up that we are working on, that we've been working on with quite a few groups is this whole issue of transportation funding. Where is the money going to come from to maintain the roads? The state announced a multi-year transportation plan a couple of weeks ago, but it's contingent on getting enough money. The group that this Transportation for Illinois Coalition, of which we are a member, TFIC for short, has been looking at forms of to improve the funding for transportation, looked at a number of items. Some of the things, of course, are, well, you know, we could do a flat increase in the motor fuel tax. There's been discussion about raising the motor fuel tax by 10 cents a gallon. At one time, when Illinois, you know, last time Illinois motor fuel tax was raised decades ago, we were high. Now we're low compared to other states. We always used to say, well, you know, we'd go jump across the river to Missouri and buy cheaper fuel. Well, it's not necessarily the case anymore. You know, Missouri's pretty much on par with Illinois, the same thing with other states. So the discussion is, do we just go with a straight motor fuel tax increase, or maybe look at some alternatives, like getting rid of the motor fuel tax and just having a straight sales tax on gasoline and diesel fuel and fuels. This way, you have, then you place it at you keep it at the retail level? Do you do it at the wholesale level? Where do you do it? The whole goal of this thing is to capture, you know, is the less pain on the motorist, but able to capture more money. And so the group right now is looking at these alternative forms of what they're going to do. There's been talk and discussions about increasing license plate fees on cars, you know, $10. Talk about increasing your driver's license fee by $5. There's talk about doing away with ethanol credits. Talk about doing away with biodiesel credits. All sorts of discussions about how are we going to raise, you know, more money. The bottom line is the problem is that we have more cars on the road. We're driving more miles, but they're collecting less tax because the cars are getting better fuel mileage. The trucks are getting better fuel mileage. And then you have alternative fuel vehicles out there. You've got electric cars. You've got cars that are running on, you know, different fuels that get big tax breaks. And thus, the amount of money the state's getting in just keeps going down, down, down.
That was Don Schaefer, the executive vice president of the Midwest Truckers Association. No one ever said farming was easy, but Mother Nature is giving planting season a rough start. American Farm Bureau economist Bob Young explains how in this story from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller.
It doesn't take a meteorologist to determine that much of the country is in a weird weather pattern right now, at least according to American Farm Bureau chief economist Bob Young.
We got the floods not just along the Illinois and the Mississippi rivers, but also up north in the Fargo and North Dakota areas as well. We've also seen continued very, very cool temperatures extending all the way down. We've actually got some frost warnings that could affect Arkansas even. To talk about frost warnings May 1 in Arkansas and Oklahoma and Texas, that just never happens. Over 1,400 weather stations reported record low temperatures last week. So some clue as to just exactly how extensive this situation is. They ranged from Washington State to the panhandle of Florida.
So why is that a big deal? Young says frost could hurt the nation's wheat crop, and it's pushing back corn planting for a big part of the country.
We've got to go back to 1984 to find a year where we were as late getting the crop in the ground as we are right now. It's a big deal because in order for the seed to actually mature and do something, needs soil temperatures of about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Right now, that 50 degree Fahrenheit soil temp line is about mid-Missouri. Ordinarily, we'd like that to be, at this point in time, well up into Iowa, if not up into Minnesota, etc. We need things to warm up and dry out so we can get out in the field and get to work.
Why the rush? Because you don't want your corn pollinating when it's hot and dry. The longer you wait, the more likely that is to happen. But Young says it's too early to worry.
Because of the technologies that we have in place today, the equipment that we have in place today, we can plant this crop in a real hurry. So I don't think it's yet time for us to all go off in a panic.
Jana Miller, Washington.
According to the U.S. Grains Council, sorghum is one of the hottest commodities right now. Sorghum has traditionally been considered a substitution energy feedstock for animal rations, with some. But the council says international buyers are starting to take note of sorghum's value thanks to aggressive promotion programs they've developed. Italy and China have bought U.S. sorghum for the first time on a large scale this year. According to Grains Council Manager of Global Trade, Kevin Repke, there's a definite buzz around the world regarding sorghum. With corn planting progress at all-time lows, Repke says people want to take advantage of the new sorghum being harvested in July to bridge the gap until new crop corn comes out in October. Alvaro Cordero, the council's lead for sorghum programs, says the Grains Council is also getting requests from Latin America for samples of U.S. sorghum and containerized shipments. The Egg Products Inspection Act amendments of 2013, which would codify the agreement between the United Egg Producers and the Humane Society of the United States and gradually shift the egg producer industry toward enriched colony cage housing over the next two decades. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding the deal reached between the UEP and the HSUS and the effort to put the deal into law. Other agricultural producers fear the agreement would set a dangerous precedent and could lead to the federal government dictating how livestock producers operate. But speaking at the annual Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, Joe Miller, general counsel for the second largest egg producer in the United States, said the agreement between the Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers is a positive step for egg producers because it gives the industry some certainty on cage size. He noted that five states have passed laws that set varying cage standards for egg producers. As we close on this Tuesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at $6.99 and a half, up 6 and a half. July wheat trading at $7.09, up 6 and a quarter. May corn now trading at $6.83 and a half, up 4 and three quarter. July corn trading at $6.40 and three quarter, up 4 and a quarter. May soybeans trading at $14.53, up 8 and a half. July beans trading at $13.78 and three quarter, up 9 and a half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.